Our series this morning, Journey to Wellness in Indian Country, continues a conversation this morning with Daryl Olson, who joins us from the American Indian Community Housing Organization. You know them as ACO, and we're hearing about them more and more often as a real hotspot venue when it comes to the arts. We're talking about something a little bit different this morning, but that's just a fascinating tidbit, I think, the way that organization has evolved in the community. Daryl Olson, our guest. Hi, Daryl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. In another context that we've talked about on this show, we've learned that housing is absolutely the very first thing that you need to do in order to get people healthy and well and back on their feet, regardless of their circumstance. How does ACO do that in the Native American community?
Well, we're very unique in our approaches, but the main key component here is that you have to provide just their basic needs. We meet people at where they're at, and when we're getting them into housing, we focus on those basic needs like medical insurance and primary care providers, looking if they have an income, you know, if they have opportunities to education or advancing their income, and then we work on individual goals from there.
This is something else that we have talked about on this show in different contexts before, this idea about meeting people where they're at. That's a departure from the way that things had been done in the past, where the idea was, you know, folks need to shape up and get a job, or they need to shape up and deal with an addiction issue, and then we'll talk about housing. How does this new approach work better?
Well, the key thing is that nobody can work on advancing their education or increasing their income if they can't take care of their basic needs, if they're not able to provide food on the table for their families or get their children enrolled in school or even transportation to school every day. They can't work on those larger goals that I think we take for granted each and every day. You know, I don't have to worry about where the food on my table is coming from. I don't have to worry about how I'm going to get my children to a medical appointment or if my children even have medical insurance. And that's really our focus here at ACO, is we need to start at where they're at. No judgment, not putting any more systematic barriers against these individuals and these families, and help them reach those goals.
One of the things that I do think is so interesting about ACO, in addition to the good work that ACO does and the very serious work that ACO does, because when you are meeting people where they are, you know, your area of expertise is you're in the area of domestic violence and sexual assault training, and so you're frequently dealing with people that are coming to you at a real low point in their lives. And yet, kind of on the side, off to the side, ACO has become this real flowering, healthy root of some really vital artwork in the community. And it seems to me that those two things sort of go hand in hand somehow. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So we started this arts initiative, and it's really come from our local Native artists here in the community who needed a place to showcase their work, to, you know, make a little bit of money off of their work, but really to get their name out there. But what it transpired into was a place of healing for our participants. It brought our children into the picture of having them meet artists, having them participate in activities with artists, and just the sense and the atmosphere that you get when you walk in this building and you see all this remarkable artwork, it's so healing just as a staff member to see it. And then that trickles down into our families. Our kids come down and participate in almost every art show. They're there. They want to see the work. They want to read about the stories of the work. And it's, you know, there's a lot of different therapies out there, and one of the ones that we've incorporated now is that art therapy. We use it within our domestic violence shelter. We use it in our permanent supportive housing with our children. And the artists get an opportunity to come back and give back to the community, give back to the organization for showcasing their work and for, you know, getting highlighted here. And it's such an amazing experience to see how this art impacts our participants and the sense of healing that they get that is so unique to, you know, usual day-to-day Western medicine.
There is something kind of dry and kind of technical, and it kind of sometimes keeps your focus in an uncomfortable place. If you have to work on, all right, how am I going to get a job, or how am I going to continue to educate myself, or how am I going to, enter treatment for an addiction, whatever it might be. But art, there's something so positive about the opportunity to make art, or even sometimes just to view it and watch other people making it.
Absolutely. It's powerful. You don't realize how powerful it is.
Daryl, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you as our guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Daryl Olson is a domestic violence and sexual assault training specialist with ACO, the American Indian Community Housing Organization.